Intro. This lesson is about carving a tough kick top groove in Ableton Live 12, inspired by Tony DeVitt, and tailored for a pounding drum and bass crossover at roughly 174 BPM. We are building a two-part kick system, a clean, tuned sub kick and a hard, percussive top, and packing it into an instrument/audio FX rack with performance macros. Everything we do uses Live 12 stock devices and advanced routing, so the result is club-ready, punchy, and clear. What you will build, you'll end up with a mono, tuned sub-kick that sits tight in the low end, a bright, percussive kick top made from layered click and beater samples, an instrument/FX rack with macros for blend, transient, pitch, and width, micro-timed groove adjustments, sidechain routing, and group processing that glue the pair together for a DNB context. Preparation. Start by setting the project tempo to 174 BPM. Create two tracks, a MIDI track called Kick Crack for your top layers and an audio track called Kick Sub for the sub. If you prefer, you can use two chains inside one instrument rack, but keep the sub and top separate until tuning, phase, and timing are locked. Create the sub kick for the sub, load a clean sign or a tune sample in Simpler, or use operator set to a sign. Tune the sub to your key, for example C1 around 32.7 Hz, so it sits with the rest of the track. On the sub channel, use EQA to gently shape the very low end, a low shelf under 30-40 Hz only if needed, and a high pass around 700-900 Hz to remove mid/top bleed. Add utility and mono the sub below about 200 Hz. Keeping the low end centered is essential for club systems. Create the kick top layer. Pick 2-4 short, attacky beater or click samples. Think bright beater hits, open hi-hat clicks, or classic click one-shots, the kind of sound Tony DeVitt used for hard, bright attack. Load them in drum rack pads or in Simpler on a MIDI track for control. Tune these samples up a few cents if needed so they don't cancel with the sub. Use transpose and find a tune in Simpler. Set short envelope, tiny attack, short release, and keep the transient tight. Drop a drum bus after the Simpler to shape punch. Push the transient control somewhere between +6 and +18 for extra snap. Add a small amount of crunch, and keep boom low or off. This emphasizes attack without muddying the low end. Carving the kick top, EQ, transient, saturation after drum bus, add EQ8 and switch it to mid/side mode. On the mid channel, high pass between 120 and 200 Hz and pull a small dip around 250-400 Hz to prevent mud. On the side channel, add a narrow boost between roughly 2.5 and 5k Hz to accentuate the click and widen the top. Use a tight Q and modest gain to create sparkle on the sides without stealing the mids. Add a saturator for grit. Use soft or analog clip, and keep drive moderate. A few dB is usually enough. You can experiment with saturator before or after drum bus, but a good default chain is Simpler right arrow drum bus right arrow EQ8 right arrow saturator. Timing and groove. Micro timing is crucial. Select your top MIDI notes and nudge them by a few milliseconds to taste. Tony DeVitt's grooves often have a subtle push or pull. Use track delay for whole track shifts of about -6 to +6 ms to move the top relative to the sub. Use the groove pool if you want to extract or apply a groove. Try 6-12% timing and a smaller amount of random to humanize the top. It's usually useful to keep the sub perfectly quantized, while the top carries the groove for contrast. Dynamic interaction and sidechain to avoid frequency collisions. Sidechain the top to the sub. Insert a compressor on the top. Enable sidechain and take the input from the kick sub track. Aim for a ratio around 3:1 to 6:1, a fast attack of 110 ms, and a release between 40 and 90 ms. Set the threshold so the top ducks just a few dB on the sub transient. This clears space so the sub punches through. Phase and transient alignment. Check phase between layers. Use utility to invert phase on either the sub or the top, while listening for the strongest combined low end. If you hear a loss of energy on certain notes, flip phase or nudge the top sample start. Slight start offsets in Simpler can line up or offset transients to taste. Small shifts of 1/6 ms matter. Create a macro rack for performance. Group your top and sub chains in an instrument or audio effects rack and build macros for live control. Useful macro mappings. Blend controls top vs sub level. Transient maps drum bus transient, possibly compressor attack or release and saturator drive. Pitch maps Simpler transpose for the top. Width maps utility width and the EQ8 side band gain. Map sensible ranges so twisting a macro produces musical results. For example, transient 0 to plus 18 on drum bus, or pitch from minus 12 to plus 12 semitones with fine tune allowed. Glue and final punch route both tracks into a drum group and add glue compressor on the group. Use a short attack, medium release, and aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to glue. Add multiband dynamics if you need to tame midband energy, and use a Q8 in mid slash side on the group to cut a small 200-500 Hz mid bump and add a subtle high shelf on sides for air. Fit in the mix and automation tips. Automate the transient or blend macros across that arrangement to make drops harder and breakdown softer. Use grouping and a sidechain bus if you want global control across other drums. Save the rack as a preset once your mappings and ranges feel right. Common mistakes to avoid: watch for phase cancellation by not checking phase and start offsets. Don't leave low energy in the top layer. High pass the top aggressively between 120 and 240 Hz. Avoid saturating the sub too much. Use fast sidechain attack to preserve transient punch. Don't widen low frequencies. Keep everything under roughly 600 Hz mono. Pro tips: create 3 micro chains for the top, transient, body, and air, and process each differently. Use drum bus transient to quickly dial attack. Consider duplicating the top as a transient-only chain to blend for fills. Use mid-slash-side EQ to place the click on the sides while keeping low mid energy in the mid. Map LFO or envelope follower to macros for subtle dynamic movement. Save your rack with clear macro names and tuning in the name. Mini practice exercise: build a 2-bar loop at 174 BPM. 1. Make kick sub using a sign in simpler or operator and kick top with a drum rack pad containing 2 clicks. 2. Program a halftime DNB kick pattern, one sub on 1.1, another on 1.3.2, and stator clicks across the bar with small off-grid nudges. 3. Process the top, drum bus transient plus 10, EQ8HP at 140 Hz, saturator drive 3 dB. 4. Sidechain the top to the sub with compressor attack 5ms, release 60ms, ratio 4:1. 5. Group both tracks, add glue compressor for tilde 2 dB of gain reduction. 6. Create macros for blend and transient, then practice twisting them and nudging the top by plus or minus 3ms to hear punch differences. Success criteria: you should hear a center, clean sub with no distortion. The top must have a clear attack around 3-5 kHz and remain audible on phones and monitors. Macros should change the groove noticeably. The combined sound needs immediate punch and a locked feeling low end. Recap and final checklist: you now have a workflow to create a Tony DeVitt-inspired kicktop groove in Live 12, tune and mono the sub, carve a bright percussive top with mid-slash-side EQ and drum bus, apply micro timing and sidechain for clarity, check phase and transient alignment, and map performance macros for quick control. Before you finish, verify, sub is tuned and mono below tilde 200 Hz, top is high-passed above tilde 120-240 Hz, phase and transients are aligned for punch, sidechain ducks the top by around 3-6 dB on the sub attack. Macros are mapped to useful ranges. Group glue gives 1-3 dB of cohesion. Use the practice exercise to internalize how small timing, transient, and EQ moves change impact. Those tiny, surgical adjustments are what give the groove that Tony DeVitt-style toughness in a drum and bass crossover.